East Coast Breakfast.
The Itiquini Municipality Taxi Council has confirmed that no public taxis will be on the city's roads from today and possibly even tomorrow. And I don't know how to feel about this. I'm not entirely chuffed with you when I get messages like this. We're getting messages from some of our listeners saying how nice and quiet the roads are, how great it is. And I think that's not what I think when I think of there's a taxi strike. I think of all the people who need to get to work, who need to make money to feed their families. I think of kids who can't go to school today. I think of businesses. I think of hundreds of small businesses that are affected because their staff can't go there. I see it as really problematic and sad. I never for a second thought, oh, wow, we're going to have nice, quiet streets. In actual fact, the ghostly streets just echo how unproductive today is going to be, and how many people are just going to be sitting at home, hopelessly wondering, you know, how am I going to feed my kids, or how am I going to ply my trade? Am I going to have a job? It's in a country where, you know, so many people are unemployed. This is not helpful. And I would urge you in your conversations with your fellow Durbanites and South Africans, if you're talking about the taxi strike today, maybe talk about the issues that are facing public transport and our commuters and how it affects them at work, rather than, you know, the roads are quiet. I think.
Yeah, think about the next person, not just yourself and your drive to work.
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Joining us is Ms. BK, a resident from Morningside. Good morning, ma'am.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well, all things considered. You have a thought? You have thoughts?
I'm very sad, and I'm glad that you are sad. Because I love my country. I love South Africa. I love this rainbow nation. And it kills me that you're so divided. You know, there are people who are not going to eat today, especially think of the vendors in town.
Yeah.
My friend Uzama, she builds a four-bedroom house. She's a vendor. She sells amadumbe and chops and sweets. Yes. She built a four-bedroom house for her and her kids doing that. But today, she's not going to work. She's not going to eat. Mm. I think the city is failing all of us. It's not just the taxis. Look, the vendors themselves, they issue permits once a year. They take their things, you know, they make a whole hoo-ha, but they don't fix the system. They go around issuing tickets to stationary taxis. Yes, taxis can be frustrating, but there's a system to be fixed behind that. Most taxis, I feel safe in a taxi. You'll never get robbed of your cell phone in a taxi, right, guys? No. Never. So it's nothing to celebrate. We're so divided. You know, people who are paying rates, their rates are increasing. Taxis are being punished. Vendors are being punished. But we're so divided, and we've lost our spirit of Ubuntu as South Africa. Because Ubuntu means, I am because you are.
Yeah.
Right? If I didn't have a car today, my son is writing his history exam. Yeah. If I didn't have a car today, my son would not write his exam. He's in grade 7, which is a very critical year.
I didn't even think about
that. So I'm not celebrating. I'm not, because there's another parent who does not have a car, who's working their toes and fingers off.
Yeah.
And it's not something to celebrate. And I wish we can go back to the days where we used to love each other and high-five each other and have fries in parks and eat and stuff. Dancing to Masigizolo. I miss those days. This is not the South Africa that was fought for. And I think we just all need to look within ourselves. And when somebody else is in pain, you know, if you get your rates full and you see an increase in the rates, and now Eskom wants to increase, remember the taxi owner who was saying, I can't operate my business because I can't get my permit.
Yeah.
And kudos to them, you know, on Dalega, I listened to his interview. Kudos to them. It was peaceful. I was scared. I was scared there's going to be barricades. I was frightened. It's so peaceful, and well done to them. They're showing that they want a solution. They're not fighting. And I think as South Africans, we should be supporting them and not celebrating them not being able to feed their kids today, kids not being able to go to school today. This is not the day for that. This is the day we should stand together and really say the city needs to do something differently.
Well, if we didn't know before, we do now. Thank you, Mrs. BK, for that sentiment and the information that you just brought to us now. I think that's very, very important. Thank you. Thank you for talking to us, Karen.
Well, thank you for the show. You guys are wonderful. You're fantastic. East Coast Radio should be the heartbeat of Durban. You guys are fantastic. You're doing great work. Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope that you're listening now and you're looking out your window. And if you by any chance had the sentiment of like how lovely and quiet it is, try now to understand how sad and hungry and anguished a child is at not being able to go write an exam today. There's the knock-on effect of this for people, our people, is immense.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.